It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A dramatic prisoner swap is underway now between Israel and the Palestinians. After 5 years in captivity, Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit is free. He is in Israel, and we'll go there in a moment. First to the West Bank and the city of Ramallah. That's where NPR's Peter Kenyon is, surrounded by a jubilant crowd of Palestinians. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us where you are exactly and what's happening around you.
I'm at the Palestinian Authority headquarters, the building known locally as the Mukatta, and it has been a very exciting day here for the local residents. Families have come from all the surrounding villages as far away as Jenin in the West Bank, and they are here to meet their loved ones who came in on a bus and met with a few officials. And then the real moment happened when they all met the mothers, sisters, saw their children for the first time in many, many years. So it was a very emotional moment for a lot of people here.
Well, tell us a little about the crowd. I gather there's a fair number of flags flying.
There are a lot of flags, have been flying all day, and a rarity here in the West Bank, which is controlled by the Palestinian Authority and the Fatah movement. Today, however, the majority of the flags that I've seen have been the green and white flags of Hamas. This is the Islamist movement that runs the Gaza Strip that took the lead in the negotiations with Israel to release these over 1,000 prisoners eventually in exchange for Gilad Shalit. This is a day when many of the families we've talked to have made a point of thanking Hamas, whether or not they belong to that movement or not. And there's a lot more talk of resistance today here in Ramallah and less talk of negotiation.
Well, that may be of some concern in Israel because there's been some controversy over the prisoners who are being released, some of whom have been convicted of very violent and deadly crimes. What about that?
Well, this has been a real issue of deep and sharp debate on the Israeli side. I've spoken with Israelis who are in a lot of pain about this, people who have been serving multiple life terms for very bloody suicide bombings and other attacks that claim the lives of multiple Israelis, usually civilians. This is a very difficult subject. The way the negotiators handled it in the end was to agree that some of the ones with the worst sentences or with the worst crimes on their hands, shall we say, would be deported to third countries. In some cases, if they're from the West Bank, that might mean going to the Gaza Strip. In other cases, it would mean going to other countries altogether. Turkey, Qatar, and Syria have been the countries mentioned most frequently. So that's been one solution. But you're right, it still is a very touchy issue and very painful for many people.
What about, though, for those Palestinians, and there are 400 of them being released today, what about where those who are not being deported go? I mean, are they going into the arms of their loved ones, some of these prisoners having been in prison for 20, 30 years?
I just saw Fakhri Barghouti being carried on the shoulders of his relatives. He has been in jail 34 years. I believe that's the longest term. His cousin, Na'al Barghouti, has the same sentence. They both came out today, and their village of Al-Kobar will be having a very big celebration. I have to say some of them looked fairly old and sick. A lot of them looked very pale. A few of the younger men looked quite fit, like they've been spending a lot of time in the weight room in prison. But, yes, it's been a case of men seeing children and grandchildren. They've in some cases never seen, because only the immediate family is allowed to go in on prison visits.
Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Ramallah on the West Bank.